lawmakers here in Michigan to consider an audit of child care provider subsidies here in Michigan. And look, I'm of the belief, just like with all of our lawmakers, I think everything should be transparent. I think you should carry all of your paperwork work in a transparent folder. Mm-hmm. Nothing should be off the table.
Yeah. I mean, this is in the news, and so it came up, and so they want to do audit. I think they should be doing them anyway.
Should do audits on everything all the time.
Exactly.
All the time. Just be, right. Be in a perpetual audit.
That's it. Just do it.
Bring it all to light.
Because when you're dealing with money and federal money, and you just want to make sure everything's on up and up. And what's it hurt to audit? Make sure things are good and money's being spent correctly.
Well, this comes as Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt is calling for this audit. And this all came about because of the investigations that are happening in Minnesota. In Michigan, there's about $540 million in taxpayer subsidies that go towards child care expenses. It is overseen by MyLeap, the Michigan Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential. That was created just a couple of years ago in the summer of 2023 by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And so he's saying that because of the history of oversight failures of the Whitmer administration, that they want to take a deeper dive into the child care monies that are going to these facilities around the state.
I hope we can get a hold of him, because I'm wondering about the hook here in Michigan, because we know about the extensive fraud in Minnesota. Yes. And how people were taking money from kids who, you know, sometimes special needs kids. Mm-hmm. Horrible. All those people should go to jail, and I believe, or prison, and I believe they will. What is the hook here in Michigan for this investigation?
Let's ask him. Let's bring in the Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, also running for governor here in the state. Senator, it's good to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and appreciate you covering this issue.
Yeah, so?
Yeah, my question was, what's going on here for this investigation?
Yeah, this is what we're really looking at, is making sure that this isn't just an isolated incident in Minnesota. And we know that over this administration, what we've seen over the last, you know, several years, so there really has been no accountability out of Lansing. As you look at whether it's been the unemployment insurance fund, where there's $8.5 billion that was stolen from the unemployment insurance fund during the COVID pandemic, or this administration giving tens of millions of dollars to fraudulent charities and calling it economic development, or what we've seen last year with House Republicans uncovering these ghost employees and really taking it on, is that we have to make sure that every dollar that's being spent is accounted for, and that we root out the waste, fraud, and abuse that is in the system. The Auditor General was the one that worked to uncover the unemployment insurance scams, and we know how tough it is for families to make it in Michigan right now, especially with the cost of daycare. And we have to make sure that every dollar of the money that taxpayers are spending is actually going to the programs that are helping the citizens. And if it's not, it should be returned to taxpayers.
And, you know, this program, as we know, supports low-income working families. How do you make sure calls for accountability, Senator, don't end up, scaring families or providers who are doing everything right?
Well, this is the point, is that nobody should be afraid of an audit. And even last year, the Auditor General did just a small audit of the child care center call center program, and they called it ineffective, just one little bit of it. And so this is the point, is that we have to go ahead and make sure that what we saw going on in Minnesota with these fraudsters and these criminal enterprises, the millions of dollars that were supposed to be spent feeding kids and helping take care of childcare was being stolen and used for Lord knows what. Mm-hmm. It was a massive unchecked fraud. And unfortunately, Minnesota is the only place where, I'm afraid it's not the only place, isolated place where it's happening. Right here in Michigan, we saw, as I mentioned, the Whitmer administration losing billions of dollars in fraud to the unemployment agency during COVID. Nothing unchecked. And since I've issued this statement, I've actually heard from folks that have worked in the child care industry or are in it now and saying, hey, you guys need to check into this, need to check into this. I think this money isn't being used in the right place. This is how you get to making sure that there's oversight, that we eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse. And this is stuff where we saw out of, over the last year of what the House has been doing with their oversight committees and doing away with ghost employees and really going after the waste, fraud, and abuse is what it's going to take to go ahead and say, and after 7 years of unchecked spending from the Whitmer administration, 45% increase in spending overall, we have to be going through every program, every agency, every department. And as you said earlier, child care is too expensive and families are struggling to make it in Michigan right now. We need to make sure the money is actually going to kids, not criminals. It's time to make sure that we end the waste, fraud, and abuse.
So then just to be clear, to Jamie's point, prior to you hearing from these folks in the industry, before you made the statement and this call for this audit, there was no evidence that there was fraud in child care here in the state of Michigan, right?
Well, you look at agency after agency and you look at what's going on in Minnesota, is that we have to make sure that we check and make sure every dollar is being spent appropriately.
Right.
And so this is the point, is saying let's go through and make sure that we have effective, efficient programs.
So then does that lead to a need for more transparency laws here in the state of Michigan to make sure that all the money is being spent properly?
Oh, I mean, this is the least transparent administration we've seen in history. I mean, they continue to hide. They continue to block. We saw that during COVID, where at every turn that when we're asking questions and they're saying, oh, we're from the science. No, they're not. They're following polling data and political science. And we continue to uncover that what they did to the economy, what they did to education, we're a bottom 10 state when it comes to unemployment, huge increase in terms of spending, 45% increase in the state's budget over the last 7 years. I don't know if you know anybody that's gotten a 45% pay increase during that same time. But believe me, when you grow government that size and scope, there's going to be a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse in there. And there needs to be a lot of savings.
Logistically, for this idea of the, oversight for childcare, is there any plan in place? What would be the next step?
Well, the next step is doing a full investigation. Both the Office of the Auditor General we're working with, also having the House Republican majority. We've seen them over the last year latch onto a lot of these issues that need to be taken care of, and whether that's been the chairman of the Oversight Committee or on the appropriation side, they're really trying to work to root in having every dollar reviewed and making sure that we eliminate the waste, fraud, and abuse that's out there.
Eric Nesbitt, always appreciate the time and willingness to come on to talk to us about these issues. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yep, you got it. Have a good day.